The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.' Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. Every once in a while, reading one of these morning Gospels, I can't wait to hear what the fathers have to say about it. And the fathers go in a direction today that I did not expect, that I don't think one would expect based upon our Lord's words. They focus everything entirely on love. St. John Chrysostom says this, "Neither faith nor miracles avail where there is not a good life. As St. Paul says, 'If I have faith so as to move mountains, but do not have charity, I am nothing.'" St. Gregory the Great says, "The proof of holiness is not to work miracles, but to love our neighbor as ourselves." And I started thinking about it. I thought, gosh, when our Lord asked, what is the greatest of all the commandments, what does he say? He doesn't mention a particular commandment. He says, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and the second is like it. To love your neighbor as yourself. And then we look at the Ten Commandments themselves. The first three, love of God. The last seven, love of neighbor. And so what is the will of our Father above all else? It's that we love. And so love becomes that firm foundation upon which our faith can be built. And the more strongly we love, the less our faith will be shakable. The more firmly it will stand. Right now I'm reading one of the works of St. John the Cross. And his words fit perfectly with today's reading. He says this, "Love of God is the soul's health. And the soul that does not have full health until it loves perfectly. Love of God is the health of the soul." And so he says, "The soul that is feeble in love is too weak to practice heroic virtue." You're going to be a saint the more you love, because you'll be able to practice heroic virtue. And I close with this. God does not place his grace and love in the soul except according to the soul's desire and love. Those who truly love God must strive not to fail in this love, for they will thereby induce, if we may so speak, God to further love them and to find delight in them. We grow in love by seeking to love. The more we desire to love, the more God fills us with his love.